The Bible.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we have City Councilor Paul Stewart in with us. How you doing there, young man?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Yeah, well, the question everybody asks, are you running? Are you running? Are you walking?
Yeah, right. We don't have to make a decision until early August.
Okay.
So still thinking about it and seeing how much more we can get done between that now and then.
All right. So good enough. We'll let that one rest for a while.
Yeah.
What's going on down there at City Hall these days?
Well, so if people haven't heard, the recycling center is opened back up here in town Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. And there they're going to be taking the plastic number one containers and the thermoforms, which I think the thermoforms are like what you would buy, like strawberries or grapes, kind of that stuff.
Oh, okay, stuff. Yeah, I know what you mean there, yeah.
They call them clamshells is what I've heard them called, but... The plastic number two containers, aluminum cans, steel cans, and cardboard is what they're going to take. There's also a couple other locations here in town. There's an east side location over at Path to Independence on Frank Phillips. And they're going to be taking all of those same things. And then also south of town, Jensen Tractor Ranch, and they're taking aluminum cans, cardboard, and plastic number one containers, not the thermoforms, but the actual, the harder containers.
Got it. Yeah.
And in the 3 weeks since Replenish has been here in town, they've collected about 1,100 pounds of recycling.
That's pretty good.
So they'll sell it and send some residual amount back to, like, Past Independence is going to get paid for that.
Good.
For their location. And if anybody else wants to be a location here in town, they're looking for more, and you can sign up to either do a one-time event, or to be a permanent location like some of these other ones have.
Wonderful. I tell you what, we went through a lot of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with this for a while? And now, you know, we have plenty, and thanks to Replenish and their partners, it's really doing a good job.
Right. Well, and the nice thing is, too, is that it brings money into the community.
Yeah.
For these nonprofits, it doesn't cost the city anything, like when we had our own location when we weren't partnered with them, and everything that gets recycled we don't have to pay dump fees for.
Great.
When they take that, so yeah, it's kind of a win all the way around for
us. And my garage gets cleaned out.
Yeah, right.
I can fit a car in there now.
So a couple other things that have happened recently is the Sooner Pool expansion started yesterday. It's going to have 2 45-foot slides. One of them is going to be, for people who went to Big Splash back when it was called Big Splash, the Silver Bullet, the speed slide, it's going to have one of those, and then another curly slide. It's being built so that if we get more money later on, they can add a third slide up there with it.
Very nice.
And then it's also going to be resurfacing the main pool that we have there now. The pool's expected to open at its normal time at the end of May. However, the slides and that piece of it won't be finished until hopefully by July 5th is the goal there that they're shooting for.
So you can still swim, just don't get in the way of the guys and gals who are putting the slide up.
That's right.
Can I get on it? Not yet.
Yeah, right.
Can I get on it? Not yet. won't be safe.
Right. The other thing, just the community center... the work is coming along on that really well. They've started reinstalling some of the seats there. And then also the concrete work is getting close to being finished, it looks like. They're adding some more ADA seating where people can sit with, with the people who need that seating. So that it's not just, a place for wheelchairs. Some of those I haven't heard a lot on, but we're also supposed to be replacing the speakers there. And part of that was with Bond Monday, and the other part of it, I believe the Lion Foundation was giving a grant for that.
Nice.
So, because the original speakers were put in, I think, 83.
You know, they still sound great, right. But, you know, after all those years, something's bound to go wrong.
That's right. No, so, yeah, it's 40th birthday is coming up. Yeah, it might have been 82. It's either next year or the following year that it'll have its 40th birthday there. Something else. So this Thursday evening, the Bartlesville Area History Museum is they're trying something new and doing something after hours because a lot of people can't get there during the day. And so from 6 to 8, it's going to be open for people to come and see their exhibits. They're going to do guided tours at 6:15 and 7:15. Or you can kind of go at your own pace and look around things. And the exhibit that's there now is Delaware, the Faces of the Lenape. And it's going to end November 26th. So if you want to see there or see that, you've got to get there here pretty quick. And they've started doing a few more exhibits like that, partnering with some of the Native American tribes around here, which is great because there's just so much that even people that have been here for a long time haven't seen before, and especially the new people coming to town to kind of learn about our history here.
It all starts with the visit. That's what Maria Gus tells everybody.
that's right.
Yeah.
Well, and, you know, speaking of people coming to visit, you know, a lot of they'll come here and like it and decide to move here.
That's been happening a lot lately.
Oh, right. Yeah, no. Well, it's great. And I'll tell you, that there's with the Bartlesville Redevelopment Trust Authority, and they help out with where a couple of the TIFs are. And just to give some people some ideas of where that is. So if you start on the west side of downtown where the railroad tracks are, and the railroad tracks make the western boundary, and then come up to go north to the river. The river makes the northern boundary and the eastern boundary, if you just follow it around, down to about 9th or 10th Street, and then follow that all the way over to the railroad tracks. That's kind of the southern boundary. And it zigzags there a little bit, but that, for the most part, that's it. You know, we've got money if you want to, you know, if you already own a house there and you want to upgrade the HVAC or the... redo the porch or add a new roof.
Beautify it.
Beautify it. There's money there for that. If you want to buy something and do that, there's some apartment complexes and things that people have used the money for to update those. But kind of a good case study we had recently is a building downtown that the upstairs has been empty since, I think, 1972. And some, it's a husband and wife that they've redeveloped things. And they've done stuff in the Tulsa Metro and places like that. And they came here, and it's going to be about a $1.2 million project. And they're getting $600,000 of that covered. I mean, it ended up being about 49% of it. And $500,000 of that was federal money that's coming in to the community. So it's almost a dollar-for-dollar match on that deal, and it's going to add 7 new apartments downtown. One of them will be handicap accessible, and then 2 new storefronts. And like that, they're going to fix up the facade of the building also back to what it originally was and make it look a lot nicer.
Where's that again?
It's on Dewey.
Okay.
It's right there. It's the one that... had the house built inside of it on the upstairs. They bought that. The blue metal facade that was probably put in the 70s. It's a great project. Got to walk through it. It's going to need a lot of work, but, you know, they're doing a lot of it themselves. They had their, they had a teenager there, you know, doing work with them too, you know, just
having
getting
fun,
it knocked out.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really nice. And actually, there's some other buildings right there across the street on Dewey that they're going to get fixed up, too. You know,
nice facelift there. Great.
And, you know, and I asked them, you know, what – because they've done things in other cities. What did they think about Bartlesville, you know, and the, you know, the regulatory regime and, you know, and kind of all of that. And they said, man, it's the best, you know. They said, we're telling everybody about it. It's so easy. Everybody's nice to work with. You know, and accommodating and working through things. And so, yeah, no, we, like to hear that, and told them, you know, tell all your developer friends that, so we can get them up here and get some more stuff done.
Have some fun. I noticed down here on Frank Phillips Boulevard, mm-hmm. where the VA hospital and I guess the Great American Freight is coming in. Mm-hmm. They did a nice paint job on that. I drove by. Hey, yeah. What's going on? Dollar General looked brand new.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Nope. I noticed that too yesterday or the day before. Yeah. It's going to be nice when the VA clinic opens up here in town. We've got. So many veterans here that it'll help keep them from having to drive to Tulsa or Claremore or somewhere else.
Believe me, that's a tiring drive, especially, it's, can I just go down the block? Yeah, great. Yeah, we'll put one here. That'd be really good. So that's really going to be great. I know that that's coming like this winter. They're going to start moving some things in. So.
Yeah.
But they had to put a little delay on it. But that's okay. Yeah. As long as it gets here.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to open early 2022 sometime. Okay. But, it'll be great when it's finished.
Mm-hmm. That parking lot is starting to get a little bit more car activity, a little bit more vehicle activity. Mm-hmm. For a long time, Dollar General was just so spoiled. Ample parking for acres and acres.
Yeah.
Now they have to share it.
That's it. Well... more traffic. I've noticed on with all the work going on 75 that's supposed to be finished up next month. Yep. That whole thing will be finished, but a lot more traffic there on Silver Lake Road for people going north and south.
Be careful.
And man, I see the traffic circle saved us there with the when they were redoing Hillcrest and then now 75, because when that was a four way stop, it would take forever to go through them with all this additional traffic. It would have taken a lot longer, but with the traffic circle there, you know, just kind of, you know, everything just kept moving.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. I like that. You know, I will tell you that the guys and gals who've been working on 75, now that's a state project, folks. Mm-hmm. That's not a city of Bartlesville. Let's delineate here.
Yeah.
Okay. But for as sometimes as aggravating as it has been at times, they've actually made very good time of that. And every time I see them, you know, moving and doing things, like, wow, you know, you covered a lot of ground today, guys and gals. So they really are working hard.
Oh, right. Well, and it's so much, you know, I drove the between Nowata and Adams portion a few days ago, and it's so much nicer than it was. You know what I mean? It's
you didn't throw your back out every time you hit a bump.
I know, and it's, and driving on that, and then when you get to where they haven't done yet, you really notice the difference there on that transition, and... Yeah, no, it's going to be great when it's finished, and I keep getting people asking about Adams, and...
Again, folks, remember, it is...
It's a state project, yeah. And it's on the schedule for, I believe, the 23-24 year. So
just going to have to deal with it a little bit longer, and that's not the answer anybody really wants to hear, but that's right. The state works at a different speed.
Well, and the nice thing about it, though, is that it's not just going to be a mill and overlay like 75 is. Yeah. I believe they're going to completely rebuild the whole road, you know, take it all the way down and from the bottom up. So.
Wow. And that's going to be a project.
Oh, yeah, and it'll be all the way from 75 all the way to 123 there at the Research Center. The other one that I hear about is 123 there from the new gas station there at where 60 and 123 start heading west over to the Caney Bridge.
Wow.
And that one's pretty bad. That's a state road, and it's not even on the 8-year plan. So I have no idea when they're going to get to that one.
Patience. Patience. Yeah. Well, at least, you know, we're going to get, two out of three ain't bad.
Right,
75
right.
and 60 will be good. Yeah. 123, well, I'll have to wait a little bit. But, so it's good going there, state.
Yeah,
so.
but the bridge, they should start working on the Caney Bridge here in the next, probably in the next year or so to replace that and moving it. It'll end up being a block east lining up with Delaware instead of Cherokee.
I see.
When that, it'll be completely shut down, and anybody wanting to go that way will have to... drive around on 75.
But once again, you know, we go through a little bit of, you know, aggravation to get a whole lot of good. That's how this thing works. We're talking with City Councilor Paul Stewart, and what else we got going on in town?
Those are a lot of the big things. Like I say, something else they're looking at now is is the CPACE program, and that's an acronym for something. I'm not sure what it is, but it ended up being through the county, and they're wanting to work with the Bartlesville Redevelopment Trust Authority is trying to work with them on that. And the way that works is for commercial properties that want to add, like solar panels, for example, is that they finance it and it ends up being added to their property taxes and it stays with the property.
Mm-hmm.
So that then when somebody, you know, they sell their apartment complex that has solar panels, they don't take the proceeds and have to pay off the loan that they used to put the solar panels mm-hmm. in. It just stays with the property and the new owner, you know, just pays it when they pay their taxes. And then they pay the whoever it is they finance it through. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be an interesting thing. And they get the, you know, low interest rates and tax credits and things like that to help out with a lot of that.
We just make it easy for folks.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. And how can folks get a hold of you down at City Hall?
The easiest way is to call me. My number is 918-384-8886. By email, it's ward2council@cityofbartlesville.org.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are our, you know, two of the main ways. You can also reach out to me on Facebook,
uh-huh.
you know, and shoot me a message. And sometimes with the way it works, you know, shoot me a friend request first, because that way the message will definitely go through. Sometimes when people haven't friended me, it goes to like a almost like a spam folder, but they don't call it that. Yeah. But sometimes I don't see it. But mm-hmm. To try to definitely help people out with that. And like I say, I'm always happy to help. So feel free to reach out to me whenever it's convenient to you.
All right, hey Paul, thanks for being with us today.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
all right, we got more coming up. Hang on.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a.